The Zamzos Garden Show is sponsored by Zamzos. The views, opinions, and advice offered by the show's hosts do not necessarily reflect those of KBOI or its parent company, Cumulus Media. KBOI makes no representations as to the accuracy of the information expressed and shall not be responsible or liable for any claims arising out of the use of or reliance upon any such information.
What kind of seeds are you sowing? Why is it so green where you're from? It must be Zamzos growing in your yard, garden, or barn. You've done it right, you see it. Got the help that you needed. Zamzos really makes you want to come home.
I'm coming home.
'Cause nobody knows like Zamzos.
News Talk 670 KBOI. It's the Nobody Knows Like Zamzos Garden Show on News Talk 670 KBOI. To be a part of the show, call now 1-800-529-KBOI or 336-3700. It's the Nobody Knows Like Zamzos Garden Show on the Big 670 KBOI.
All right. Good morning, everyone. It is the Zamzos Garden Show. Thanks for coming in and listening this weekend. Appreciate it. I am your host, Nolan Guthrie, and with me today, very excited to have Dan Meyer back in studio from our Hello. Overland store. Dan, thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks for having me again.
And appreciate it. So Dan is one of our sales associates at our Overland location and also runs Morning Owl Farm, which is a I always like – just tell us a little bit about Morning Owl Farm. Something I love. I just like that it exists.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's primarily a CSA farm. So it's just a small two and a half acre land that we're growing on. And the CSA stands for Community Supported Agriculture. So people pay up front for 20 weeks of veggies.
Yeah.
Basically, and so they get the whole gamut of produce that we can grow here during season. And we also do a lot of restaurants and some wholesale stuff too, but I like to say CSA farm because that kind of denotes that there's the diversity of crops.
Yeah.
Growing one or two crops.
Right. You grow a variety of things over there, and that's awesome. And with that, I mean, you get like such great hands-on experience. So, I always appreciate having Dan on because, you know, this is a guy who does it as, you know, part of his living. He's out there every day working long hours outside of his job at Zamzos doing this stuff for real. And he makes great stuff. I got to buy some of his ducks make great stuff.
Yeah.
some duck eggs earlier this summer, and they were delicious. And my wife made a really neat French little thing that was
had
salmon
great for the bacon.
Gouda. Yeah, it was really good. So actually, it wasn't Gouda. What was it? It was Gruyere.
Ooh.
So sounds fancy. Anyway, it was delicious. So we had Dan here. We're going to talk about getting the garden to bed. So this is something, Dan, I'm sure you've been working on, probably in the process of and constantly working on. But we're going to talk about, you know, a handful of things that you can do or should do to get your garden ready for fall and get it prepped and in good shape and prepared for next spring so we can boost production and have a healthy natural-based garden.
Kick it off to a good start next year.
Absolutely. And it starts right now, and that's what is important. We always want to prepare for things. We don't want to react to things. So if you want to be a part of the show, have any questions about that or really anything else in the lawn and garden, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. This morning, it felt so much like fall. This week, it was sunny. You know, it was pretty warm this week. But to this morning, man, it was nice.
Yep.
Just nice, crisp morning. Mm-hmm. And there's snow already up on the foothills there, it looks like. And so we were talking about this a little bit. Like, what is this winter going to do?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of talk. I wish there was a way. I'm sure everybody from the beginning of time has wished that there was a way to tell what the weather was going to do. But what do you think, Dan? Do you think we're going to have a hard winter, or do you think you just want to just let it go?
I just kind of, you know, what happens, happens.
Yeah, right.
I mean, all the talk is that it could be like last winter.
Yeah.
I haven't really checked out the Farmer's Almanac, but That's what I've heard.
Yeah, I've been hearing the same things, and it's just tough to say. I mean, I don't think anybody thought it was going to be as bad as it ended up being last year.
Yeah, yeah, that caught everybody off guard, and I think people might be doing it as like a defense mechanism.
Yeah.
Like, hey, if it's not that bad, great. Right. But if it is, at least I'm prepared for it.
Yeah, I think that's really the good way to be anyway. Let's prepare for the worst so we're not caught off guard by that. But, you know, if it doesn't happen, then, you know, no big deal. It'll be nice either way. So,
and you know what? I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked the snow.
There was a small part of me that did kind of like it too. Being snowed in, you know, I don't know. I grew up in Portland, so it's like it was raining all my life pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And so that weather, for some reason, I feel more comfortable in that weather, which is weird, but it's just how I feel.
Snow's still magical to me.
Yeah, it is. There were some times there where it wasn't very magical last year.
But. No, I agree. But especially when, stores are... you know, out of ice melt and shovels and all that stuff.
Yeah. So with that in mind, just remember those things, those heated things, the ice melts, the snow shovels,
already
those
got them in the stores,
are already coming in. So you can get prepared for that now. Have some ready. So if it does go bad, you're already set and ready to go. So let's get into a little bit about some gardening stuff. I wanted to talk about putting the garden to bed. You know, what are some of the first steps? What are the things that you're doing, Dan, right now to just get started with that process?
Yeah, so a lot of people do compost, even put down some fertilizer this time of year. I don't generally go that route. I like a little bit more bang for my buck on that stuff, and so I do that right in the spring. So what I do now is, I got it in this year. I was really happy about it. I got a cover crop down.
Yeah.
But you got to do that between mid-September to at the very latest early October.
Yeah, I mean about the same time you would kind of do grass.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. The days just get too short after that. And so I got that down, and so a lot of the areas got a really good blend of cover crop. And a cover crop is something you put down to basically build and condition soil.
Yeah.
So it's fertilizing, it's adding some organic manure. About what people call cover crop green manure. Some of it's going to come back in the spring, and that's going to be a weed suppression.
Yeah.
And the cool thing about it is you can do as much as you want of it. Obviously, I've got, giant beds, but you can do cover crop in a raised bed.
Right.
And there's a lot of different ways you can do it. There's a lot of different blends out there. We've got a few in the store.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, did you use something specific? Did you use a blend of things, or did you kind of go with a single variety?
I did, and actually what I got was had 8 different things in it.
Oh, wow.
But primarily it's a legume.
Okay.
And then a winter rye,
mm-hmm.
and, some grassy things.
Okay.
Type things.
Yeah.
And like red clover. So like the red clover is going to die this winter and not come back. But some of that other stuff is going to come back in the spring. And I'm going to either kind of till it under or plant right in it, which is kind of an interesting thing we're going to try to explore next year. For weed suppression. I think we're going to plant our kale.
Okay.
In the cover crop.
Oh, interesting.
And then we'll kind of keep the cover crop mowed down.
Okay.
But it's going to keep all the other
weeds
out. So
you're going to give it a little bit of space, but have the cover crop growing around it and just use like just a regular mower or a trimmer?
Regular mower, trimmer. Or, the kale gets pretty tall. So maybe not even early because we'll probably do a little bit of red clover again.
Yeah.
Kind of replant that to really get kind of that lower... And that's going to hold moisture. I mean, it's going to help with soil structure. It's just great stuff. Anytime you can keep roots and stuff growing in the ground, either in the fall here or, just around, is better overall for the soil.
Yeah. So, and you've used cover crops in the past.
I have.
Yeah.
It's tough to get it down, though.
Their timing.
Timing, because we're busy in the fall harvesting.
You're right.
And you got to get it down then. And a lot of times you got to remove the plants that were there or kind of intercede with them.
Sure.
So, like if you have tomatoes, you're obviously not going to pull your tomatoes in September.
Right.
So,
yeah, yeah.
But you can plant that cover crop around the tomato. Yeah,
yeah. 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 Cool. So, okay. So, and now you mentioned clover a few times, and a lot of people like clover is kind of like, Yeah, don't. I don't want that anywhere near me. But this is a red clover. Is different than the clover
it
we'll
is.
Get in the lawn.
Here it's an annual.
Yeah,
it's going to die in the winter.
Yeah.
And there are other areas where I actually do a crop of white clover, which mm-hmm. is a perennial here. It can handle tractor traffic.
So I
like that one for like walking paths.
Sure.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Because I still don't, even in the walking paths, I prefer to have something growing there
yeah.
rather than just be bare compact dirt.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. No, that's good. I like hearing about those things. You know, these are things that, you know, Dan does them on a larger scale, but, you know, these are things you can scale down.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
start
Same
doing
principle.
It
yeah.
at your home. And yeah. and I like that idea too. You know, that's one of the things though, is you have so much bare ground. If you can mm-hmm. cover it with something, it's going to help with that weed suppression. You can, you know, like you said, till it under. You know, clover is fantastic for adding nitrogen back
yes.
into the soil because it creates its own food. Once you kill it and work it down, it actually helps disperse that into the soil, which helps all your other plants as well and improves yeah. the soil. So yeah. really good stuff. Let's go ahead and take a quick break, and we'll be back here talk a little bit more about some gardening stuff and getting the garden to bed. So if you want to be a part of the show, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. This is the Zamzos Garden Show.
The Zamzos Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Hi, this is Jim Zamzow, and right now, thousands of Treasure Valley homeowners are renewing their Zamzow's lawn programs at this year's price, starting their program now by applying Recharger and being totally set till this time next year. That's because fall is the single most important time to feed your lawn. You see, your grass is rebuilding itself from the long, hot summer, and while it's still growing some above the surface, below the ground, it's putting down deep roots, which is why Zamzow's Recharger contains twice the root-building nutrients of our regular lawn food. Then Recharger's special slow-release formula feeds your lawn all winter long. So come next spring, you'll have the first and greenest lawn in your neighborhood, guaranteed, or we'll give you your money back. Remember, you can buy Zamzow's Recharger by the bag or as part of our annual lawn program. And right now is the ideal time to apply it. So come see us. Because for 85 years, when it comes to green lawns, both now and in the spring,
nobody knows like Zamzow's.
Whether it's exceptional gas mileage, room for the whole family, driving one of the safest cars on the road, or simply style that makes them look twice, Toyota's full line of passenger cars have you covered. And now most models are equipped with Toyota Safety Sense, a complete suite of safety features all standard at no additional cost. Add incredible limited time savings, including financing as low as 0%, or up to $4,000 in cashback savings, and you'll know why many call getting a new Toyota irresistible. Shop buyatoyota.com for all special offers, and take a look at the new 2018 Camry and Toyota's other new addition, the sporty CHR. Or better yet, come drive your favorite model at your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. All financing on approved credit through Toyota Financial Services. All vehicles subject to prior sale. All prices plus tax and title. Dealer doc fees vary by dealer. For more details, call 1-888-21-TOYOTA. Offers end October 31st, 2017.
This is a public notice. Dunkley Music, the Treasure Valley's premier music store, has been serving Idaho families for over 67 years and wants to give back to their family and friends with an inventory reduction sale. This October 19th through the 28th, save like never before on the huge inventory of beautiful new and used pianos, floor models, and demonstrators in stock from Steinway, Boston, Essex, and Kauai. All pianos, uprights, grands, and consoles are included in this sale. Nothing is held back. To reduce their largest inventory in history, Dunkley Music will pass the savings on to you rather than pay the bank for flooring. You are the clear winner. This is the largest sales event ever at Dunkley Music. Don't miss it. Prices are historically low for all in-stock items. Some at wholesale, others below wholesale, including guitars by Fender and others, digital pianos and keyboards from Kauai and Roland, along with drums, recorders, mixers, and other electronics. All sales final on clearance items. And it all happens only at Dunkley Music, 3410 North Eagle Road, next to Lowe's, in Meridian.
The Nissan Model Year-End Savings Guarantee from Dennis Dillon Nissan. Remaining 2017 Nissan Sentras from $179 a month. Rogues, $189 a month. Even 2017 Altimas are only $199 a month. Or choose 0% financing up to a full 60 months during the Nissan Model Year-End Savings Guarantee from Dennis Dillon Nissan. 8727 Fairview Avenue, Boise. 36-month leases at $12K per year with 0 to $19.99 down plus tax, title, and dealer dock fee at $299 OAC.
Global oppression, injustice, and violence? Let's stop changing the subject. Hear Will Lanthrop from the International Justice Mission speak on global violence, injustice, and the sleeping church. The Center for the Study of Marketing Alternatives presents this free event Monday, October 23rd at Northwest Nazarene University's Brandt Center. The lecture starts at 7 p.m. with a reception and book signing afterwards. Learn more about the International Justice Mission and the fight against global violence and injustice. Stop waiting for glasses at iMart Express that can make your glasses in as little as 30 minutes. That's right. Buy today, wear today. Two pairs of single vision glasses start at just $38.71 and two pairs of progressives just $76.92. So for the best value in eyewear and same day glasses, come to iMart Express. Right glasses, right price right now. For locations, visit iMartExpress.com.
Fighting the snowflake generation one call at a time. Nate Shellman, live and local on 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back here on the Zamzos Garden Show. I am your host, Nolan Guthrie, and with me today is Dan Meyer from our Overland Zamzos location. Dan, thank you so much for being here with me, man. Appreciate it. I really enjoy talking to you. You get to kind of, I like nerding out about things. This is one of those things I like to nerd out about because you got the knowledge, and I like to hear about it. So if you have any questions for Dan about gardening, getting the garden to bed, or if you have any questions, you know, regarding your lawn, garden, what to do this time of year, or anything you just came across, you know, this year that you're not too sure about, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOY. We've got wide open phone lines, so we'll be able to get you right in and answer any of those questions that you might have. So, Dan, we were talking about cover crops, and it's a really interesting thing. It's an interesting process. And it's something that I think it's become a little more prevalent. At least people are starting to know about it, that it's a thing.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Really understanding what you're doing, I think, is still something that needs more light shed on it.
And why to do it, and what you're doing to the soil.
Right. So we were talking about, you know, kind of cover crops and a little bit about that, and you know, right now, as it's too late to really get those down there.
I would say so, yeah.
I mean, you know, there's one of those things, like, it's always like you could try, your success is going to be pretty limited, and we never know. I mean, if the temperatures just plummet, then it's really not going to work. So,
yeah, and what I tell a lot of people is, because a lot of people have like a hoop house, a little thing over their bed, that even if you can keep that temperature up, it's lack of light that's the other part of it. And seeds are smart. They know that the days are too short to germinate, so they won't.
Yeah, right.
And here they can rot because we have so much freezing and thawing in the valley. Like, you know, a lot of places, like, you know, if you're up in McCall or other places where it's going to like freeze and stay frozen all winter, I feel like people can get away with doing the fall planting and then it'll come up in the spring.
Right.
Same with grass. But here, man, I really try to talk people out of that because a lot of that's going to rot.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be birds.
Well, and you can see that in other things as well. I mean, evergreens are a great example of that freeze thaw in that over, and the thing, it just keeps happening and it makes those evergreens have a really tough time. Whereas up in those higher elevations where it's going to stay frozen, trees don't get confused about what's going on.
Yeah.
So that's a good, interesting
story. So if you haven't gotten cover crop down, that's totally fine. And that's the other thing about this stuff is there's no one right way to do it, especially when it comes to cover crops. Like, even in the, you know, sustainable farming and permaculture community, a lot of things they don't know, there's constantly studies going on how much biomass, you know, you're creating, like, you know, how much nitrogen this crop is fixing and what's good to plant after each, you know, different cover crop. And there's a lot of research going on right there. There's a lot of research out there right now, but, there's nothing like, you know, real scientific, like, this is the way you want to do it. So no one right way to do it. And if you, like I said, haven't gotten that cover crop down, there's certainly a lot of other things you can do. A lot of people do compost. Though I prefer to wait until the spring to do compost because you don't want to lose that biological
activity. Yeah, you mentioned that a few times. Yeah. So let's explore that a little bit. Because I've often recommended, you know, putting compost down in the fall.
It's never bad to put down compost. Yeah. I'll just say that right off.
Okay.
Compost
so,
is awesome.
Yeah.
I just like to put compost down where things are growing.
Yeah. So let me throw this at you. Let's think. It's something I've recommended for a while. And so, you know, when somebody ever, you know, does it a different
challenge.
Way. I want to know why. Because this is the great thing about gardening, right, is we all do it a little bit differently. And so I've recommended compost in the fall. And as I think about it, you know, what you're saying makes a lot of sense. And the way I'm thinking is, like, if it's a newer garden, if it's, you know, something that you're just taking over, you're just building up, maybe the soil is not quite where you want it to be, more compost is going to be better. You can get it on in the fall, get it on in the spring. Sometimes you can't do both. Mm-hmm. So maybe the spring is the better way to go then. I just want to hear your opinion on that. How is it you like to do that?
Well, I mean, there's great nutrients in compost. It does great things for the soil and structure and all that stuff. But, you know, part of it, you know, the major part of compost, I think, is the microbes and the biological activity. And that's is the kind of thing that's going to form the symbiotic relationship with the roots and all that stuff. And if there's nothing for that stuff to really, you know, latch onto and feed on, you might not have that same benefit in the spring.
Yeah.
That's really the only thing. So while, I mean, compost is certainly really easy, but I guess what I would recommend is kind of make your own compost through the winter by doing like a thick layer of leaves.
Yeah.
And so nature is going to kind of, especially if we do have that freezing thawing and all the moisture, that's going to start to break down and you're going to be getting those.
And so what you're going with is almost more of a raw compost, something that's going to take time to break down.
And
that's,
then, like, worms are going to come. And,
That's really cool. So we got a phone call here from Dean in Silver City. Let's go to Dean. How's it going? How can we help you today?
Well, how you doing there, gentlemen?
We're doing fantastic, Dean. Thanks.
Thank you. I'm up here in Silver City. I grow a garden every year up here, and then I stay through the winter. But I learned something from an old boy years ago, and maybe I'll transfer something on to you. I'm 68 years old. I still get around and do the garden thing. But
that's great.
I always like doing it the right way, and I learned something from an old boy. He taught me years ago about the fall, and that was that he used a material called gypsum and calcium sulfate, CaSO4.
Yeah.
And he loaded up his garden, I mean, like, loaded it up, and then tilled it in with all the other humage and all that good stuff, the dead stuff, and tilled it all in. And then he'd cover it with a tarp in the winter so that, number one, the snow, you know, like a piece of plastic, or he called it a tarp, so that the snow wouldn't then allow the stuff to drain out of his garden. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think it's interesting just, you know, hearing about the way somebody else has done it. And it sounds like he was successful with this.
Oh my gosh.
So it's something you implemented. And it's awesome just to hear, you know, it's a history of a process, right? You know, somebody started doing it some way and they passed it on to you. And now here you are getting a chance to pass it on to somebody else. And they might try it and it might work for them. And it'll be amazing. It'll be fantastic. And that's what I love, that just sharing of information. So,
That's what it's all about. Yeah.
You know, that's primarily, I think, you know, I listened to you guys, you know, and I thought, I'm not much of a phone caller guy, you know. I just thought I'd give you guys a little bit of what I learned.
Yeah.
And stuff that, you know, because I live up here all winter and ride snow machines still and kind of watch out everybody's cabins and all their properties and that kind of thing.
Nice.
And because Bill Islett and those boys are friends of mine, and anyway, but the thing is, I learned something from this, and I'll tell you, I gotta give you the end result. is that I've still got, even though we got snow, okay, we got a little bit of snow last night and night before, but that's no big deal. But the thing is, I still got carrots and I've got mm-hmm. red potatoes in the ground.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they're like just as hearty and sweet. My carrots are sweet as my mama's, my girlfriend's heart, I should say. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, and that has a lot to do with the freezing and thawing, I think, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
It does something to the sugar.
Yeah, because every year I've got a garden. Okay, a normal house in Boise is probably, let's say, 2,000 square feet average. Let's go average, right? I got a garden that is a good 1,000 to 1,500 square foot.
Yeah.
And I put on about 500 pounds of gyp every fall.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Of gypsum.
Yeah, and that's great. And that'll break down and be that something like that is really going to help for the following spring.
Yeah. Dean, I hate to cut you off. We need to go to a break there. I really appreciate your call, though. I love getting
great
to hear
advice
from somebody who's doing it and who has a way and it's been working. And these are things that we get to latch onto and hold onto and work with. And thank you so much for that call. We're going to go to a break. We'll be right back here on the Zamzos Garden Show on KBOI.
The Zamzos Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Hi, this is Jim Zamzel, and if you're new to the Treasure Valley or have lived here all your life, I'd like to invite you in to visit Zamzo's. We're a local family-owned business with 11 stores in 6 different cities, Boise, Eagle, Meridian, Cuna, and Nampa, and our newest store located in Middleton. In the past 85 years, we've come to know what folks in our area need, but more importantly, what products work. At Zamzo's, we carry food and supplies for pets and livestock, as well as products for your lawn and garden. And now that fall is here and winter's on its way, our stores are fully stocked with everything you need, from rakes to snow shovels, warm winter work gloves, and even ice melt. We also carry pond supplies and de-icers, outdoor patio heaters to warm up those cool evenings, and lots of home decor items. So if you've never shopped at Zamzo's, or it's been a while, come check us out and see what thousands of folks already know, that for 85 years, when it comes to serving you,
nobody knows like Zamzo's.
This fall, fall asleep even easier thanks to Mattress Firm's Fall Asleep Sale going on right now. And with the holidays fast approaching, they're giving you a chance to prep the guest room for friends and family, because when you gift yourself with a new iSeries mattress, you'll get another mattress 50% off. And on top of that, get a Beautyrest Firm Queen mattress for just $399.99. Find your perfect Serta Memory Foam Queen mattress for just $474.99. Choose from over 15 queen mattresses, all priced under $699. $99.99. Go with a classic when you find a Hampton and Rhodes Pillow Top Queen mattress, which start at $199.99. Sleep at the perfect temperature when you get new and exclusive Beautyrest Black Memory Foam with Black Ice for just $41 a month for 60 months. Why wait any longer? Come in today and find your perfect mattress. Plus, don't pay a cent of interest because you'll get 0% APR for 5 years. Mattress Firm, Boise, Meridian, and Nampa. Tell them Paul J. and Chris from KBOI sent you. Mattress Firm. Save money, sleep happy.
All month, Peterson's Clothing on Overland is having a suit clearance sale. Wayne and Matt Peterson need to reduce inventory, so now is your chance to grab a quality suit starting at only $99.95. Men's non-iron button-down white shirts, regularly $50, now only $19.95. Men's fashion socks, regularly $10 a pair, now 3 pair for $10. Women's sweaters, buy one, get one half off. Peterson's Clothing has special savings on all women's business casual and travel wear, dresses, skirts, tops, and closeouts on winter coats, too. Since 1991, Peterson's Clothing has been providing quality business wear for men and women with a great selection, fantastic customer service, and unbeatable pricing. Their on-site tailoring staff makes sure everything fits perfectly. So come in for the October suit clearance at Peterson's Clothing in the Overland Park Shopping Center on Overland, east of Cole. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, or online at petersonsclothing.com.
Deer season is here. Cliffs has some of the most popular rifles, some with scopes, boresighted, ready to go. Cliffs features custom rifles by Norbert Costa of Sure Shot Gunsmithing, made here in Boise. Cliffs has H4350 powder in 1 and 8-pound kegs. It's been hard to find, so come in and get it now. Sign up for the last reloading class of this year, Saturday the 21st, for only $50. It's Cliff's Gun Safes and Reloading at 11505 Fairview, between 5 Mile and Cloverdale at Pacific Plaza.
Don't be spooked by high prices. Head to Nelson's RV's Trailer or Treat sales event October 26th through the 29th at Memorial Stadium in Boise. They're making room for the 2018 models, and these units must go. Save up to $14,000 off new 2017 travel trailers and enjoy no payments until 2018. Plus, pick a pumpkin that could be worth up to $500 off your RV purchase. Don't miss Nelson's RV's Trailer or Treat sales event October 26th through the 29th at Memorial Stadium, home of the Boise Hawks. Offer valid only at Nelson's RV of Boise. See dealer for details and full disclaimers. Offers end 10-20.
Live from the Next Title Studio, this is News Talk 670 KBOI.
All right, here we are for part three of the Zamzos Garden Show. I am your host, Nolan Guthrie, and with me today is Dan Meyer from our Overland location. Want to thank Dan very much for being in here. Always enjoy getting a chance to talk to you, Dan.
So fun.
Awesome. So, you want to be a part of the show, have a question about lawns, gardens, or really anything that might be on your mind pertaining to those things, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. We have a completely wide open phone line, so you can get right in, give us a call. We would love to talk to you and help you out with anything that's going on. We've been talking about getting the garden ready for bed, getting it ready for the winter, you know, lots of things to do and prep and why you want to do that work now, yeah, and what that's going to have, you know, the outcome you're going to get next year. So we were talking about cover crops, talking a little bit about some composting and some of those things.
Compost
and,
or just thick mulch.
Yeah, and I like your idea of the mulch, and I think, you know, you're warming me up to that idea as, you know, something to recommend. Because I like that, you know, it makes sense, right? You know, you're putting something a little more raw on there. It's going to have to break down, so it's going to help feed those microbes that are there for a longer amount of time. They're going to sustain better. They're going to be active and ready to go in the spring for when you do use more like another type of compost or fertilizer or something like that on there. So really good stuff. Let's see. Let's talk about now you mentioned we briefly covered fertilizing, but this was, you know, something that you mentioned that you don't really recommend fertilizing in the fall.
Yeah, kind of the same reason.
Yeah.
I guess when Dean, our last caller, just talked about gypsum and stuff.
Yeah.
Some supplements like that might be beneficial.
Sure,
to them,
sure.
Because it gives them time to break down, and they're going to be kind of do those things to the soil that you want them to do, like gypsum in our case.
Yeah.
Helps with pH issues here because we have really high alkaline soil, so we want to lower the pH. So we use sulfur or gypsum to do that. And doing that in the fall is, I think, a great idea. But in terms of like the available nitrogen and the NPK stuff, I do tend to suggest to wait and just, you know, right when you plant or, you know, when you're doing the bed prep in the spring, do it then. And just kind of the same reason. Just
because
I don't want that stuff to leach out. I just want to get
more
bang
stay
for
there.
My buck on it. But there are a lot of things that do kind of hang around.
Yeah.
So, you know, like supplements, like we have our Magic Mineral or even Thrive,
because
it binds to the soil, is going to stick around, not leach out. And it's a soil amendment that's just going to continue to help you out.
And what's nice about those things is the variety of, you know, micronutrients.
Yeah,
that they
not
have,
NPK.
That they provide.
Right. It's all, you know, things that you don't think about a lot of times.
Right.
Like magnesium and, you know, molybdenum, cobalt. And,
boron.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got a call from Richard in Cuna. Richard, how's it going? How can we help you today?
Hey, I just had a question for you. I have my wife's dad does like fishing worms, and he has a lot of worm castings that he has left over. And I was just wondering if that would be good to put in a lawn. I know you guys mentioned for like aeration, putting in compost into the holes. Would worm castings do well for that as well?
So worm castings are fantastic, a great fertilizer and amendment. Now, one thing I want to just kind of explore a little bit, are you said these are fishing worms, so are these more like night crawlers?
I mean, they're for, he like packages worms. He owns a company. I have like, he has always like bags and bags of it, like all over the place.
Nice.
So
that stuff's great.
They actually use it in just they just use just the worm castings.
Yeah.
And raise garden beds, and that their garden is just amazing. So
yeah. Okay, and so yeah, you're wondering about putting that on a lawn.
Yes, correct.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. I mean, there if yeah. you've got a surplus of that stuff, absolutely. I mean, it'll do great for really anything. Do you use much worm castings at the farm?
Yeah, well, I mean, we do the compost tea, right. And that's the main thing in it. It's just super rich. I mean, it's just compost on steroids, basically.
Yeah. Now, the only thing that I'm wondering is because these are night crawlers and more of like the larger worm, these aren't the typical like composting worm that we would use called like a red wiggler, like a smaller worm. Now, when I kept a worm bin, that was one of the things they talked about was that night crawlers are typically fed a slightly different, they eat differently than like those other guys do. So you might be a little bit richer in like a, because they tend to eat more protein more than fiber, it might be higher on like the N scale, the nitrogen side of it than, you know, a red wiggler, which will be all around.
Fantastic for the lawn.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if they're using it on their garden and having success, I'm sure it's just, they're blowing up. Yeah. So
they probably aren't using any other fertilizer.
No, chances are.
Yeah. Yeah. They're just using straight, just the worm castings. That's it. Yeah. Just in a raised box. And it like, it's just amazing what they can grow with it.
Yeah. Yeah. If you've got it, man, throw that out on the lawn. I mean, it might be a little bit tougher. You might not be able to get it through a spreader real easy, but get like one of those manure spreaders that you can get from like Tate's or whatever and use that, or, you know, even just, you know, putting it out and raking it or whatever mm-hmm. you can do. I mean, the worm castings are amazing stuff, not just because of the nutrient stuff that they provide, but they have a lot of other like beneficial bacterias and I'm going to try to say this word right, mucilaginous substance, I think is the way to say it, and it's basically like a snot. It's like mucus, yeah. right? But it actually holds onto water and helps with a lot of different things. So it's fantastic stuff.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
Yeah. So if you've got it, use it up, man.
Oh, awesome.
Awesome.
Appreciate
All right.
your help.
You got it. Thanks a lot for the call, Richard. Hey, we got another call here, so let's go right to Chrissy in Nampa. I think Chrissy, how's it going? How can we help you today?
Good. So I have some black-eyed Susans that, and all of my other perennials have, of course, dying with winter time. But I kind of don't want to trim them back because the birds play in them.
Yeah.
And also, I thought they might look nice when it snowed. But I was worried that if I don't trim them back, that they might just mildew and die, and then I might have problems with fungus in the springtime, and I wanted to get your opinion about that.
No, that's fine. You can leave it. Because that part of the plant's not coming back next year.
Right.
So just deadhead that in the spring.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, this is one of those things where it's interesting. We, you know, this is a plant. It does live in the wild, and in the wild, nobody prunes it down to the ground. So it would be, it'll be totally fine. And I think the reason, you know, you're attracting birds and you're giving, you know, something to look at in the spring, in the fall or in the winter, and that's awesome. It'll, you know, it'll do exactly what you want there.
And I think you're right to, you know, be at least thinking about
Absolutely,
like, you know, fungal issues and stuff, keeping that stuff around, but you're going to clean that all out in the spring.
Yeah.
And once it, you know, dries out more and thaws out, that the new growth is going to not know the difference if you had pruned it. Oh, I mean, there might be a chance, but I don't know. I don't think it would make a difference to the plant itself.
No, I really don't. I think you'll be
now or in the spring.
I think you'll be totally fine. Yeah, because like you said, it's dead. It's going to die. It's dying down to the ground. All we're doing is cleaning that up earlier than, you know, I mean, typically it would just eventually fall down and decompose and enter back into the soil. So I mean, as long as everything else is in good shape, you know, you'll be just fine. Now, if you had a disease on them or you had bug problems, that may be a different situation. You may want to consider doing that. But if they were healthy and growing and doing everything just fine, I would just leave them up just as long as you want.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the call. That's a good one. A lot of times, you know, I like to leave some of those plants up.
Yeah,
actually.
It looks good in the
Yeah, the grass. I like to leave grasses up. I don't like to prune some of those things in the fall because it does provide that. And I've never had an issue with.
Yeah, no. I just I prefer to do it in the spring anyways. I don't know.
Yeah. Anytime I can put work off.
Yeah. Well, there's that too.
Absolutely. Anytime I can be lazy, I appreciate it. So, all right, we're going to go to a quick break. We're going to come back for one more segment here on the Zamzos Garden Show here on KBOI.
The Zamzos Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Hi, this is Jim Zamzow, and you've been seeing and hearing a lot about Zamzow's Recharger. And if you're one of the over 10,000 families on our natural lawn program, or would just like to have a healthy green lawn both now and in the spring, it's time to apply your Zamzow's Recharger. In fact, step 5 is the most important fertilization of the year. Because right now, your lawn's preparing to go to sleep, and is storing the food and nutrients it needs to make it through the winter. But Zamzow's Recharger supplies that food, using our unique natural-based formula that slow feeds your lawn all winter long. The result is that next spring, your lawn will be the first in the neighborhood to wake up and will turn a deep, lush green. And since Zamzow's Recharger is natural-based, it's kid and pet-friendly and environmentally sound. Oh, and you can still sign up for our annual lawn program at this year's price. So what are you waiting for? Come see us now. Because for beautiful green lawns, both now and in the spring,
nobody knows like Zamzow's. Set me free.
Viktor Frankl, survivor of the Nazi Auschwitz concentration camp, said, "Those who have a why to live can bear with almost any how." He observed many who did not survive days or weeks, and others who endured months and years. And this intrigued Frankl, so he set out to investigate why. He said those people who had people out there waiting endured the most and survived the longest. The greatest drive people have is to love and to be loved. Ha ha. Now that is the heart of the message of good news, the deepest, greatest message of the cross and the empty tomb of Jesus. God loves you, and you're designed to love and to be loved. I'm Kevin Skidmore. This is a Cross-Eyed Minute Uplift brought to you by the Boise Church of Christ. You can find more about us at boisechurch.org. Boise Church of Christ, where church is family, a place to start over.
There's a special kind of love.
As the leaves of fall give way to winter, ask yourself, are you ready? Ready for winter driving and the icy, snowy roads ahead? If you have a Toyota 4x4 or all-wheel drive, the answer is yes. If you don't, the answer is it's time to get one. With current low-payment lease options, APR financing as low as 0%, or up to $4,000 in customer cashback savings, driving a new Toyota has never been easier. From Tacoma and Tundra trucks to our full SUV lineup featuring RAV4 and 4Runner, or the larger Highlander and Sequoia, both with seating for 8. The best part is most new Toyotas now feature Toyota Safety Sense, a complete suite of safety technology at no additional cost. For full savings details, shop at buyatoyota.com or see your local Toyota dealer today. But hurry, the winds of winter, they do approach. Toyota, let's go places. All financing on approved credit through Toyota Financial Services. All vehicles subject to prior sale. All prices plus tax and title. Dealer dot fees vary by dealer. For more details, call 1-888-21-TOYOTA. Offers end October 31st, 2017.
I remember last year. I spent weeks cleaning the house before the holidays. I made sure every room was dusted, vacuumed, windows were clean, toilets were clean, beds were changed and ready for visitors. And by the time the holidays arrived, I was exhausted. And then, after everyone left, the house needed cleaning again. This year, I'm calling Maid Brigade. Oh, yeah.
Maid Brigade is offering a one-time, top-to-bottom holiday house cleaning. Use it to get ready for the big celebration, or use it for the big cleanup afterwards. That way, you won't spend the holidays jumping to catch every snack plate or wine glass that gets bumped. And if the party is at someone else's house in the valley, have everyone chip in for a holiday house cleaning gift certificate from Maid Brigade. Make your house sparkle during the most sparkling time of the year. Call Julie at 685-0639. 685-0639. And schedule your one-time, top-to-bottom holiday house cleaning from Maid Brigade, a division of Western Building Maintenance.
Talking with you for over 15 years, Paul, Jay, and Chris, weekday mornings on 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back for the last segment of the Zamzow's Garden Show. I want to thank everybody for calling in and for tuning in and listening. Really appreciate those. Want to really thank Dan again for being here. Appreciate Dan, you spending the Saturday morning with us and talking about, you know, your experiences and giving us great advice and great pointers about the garden. Really appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So I want to get the phone number out one more time, just in case if you have a call, we can probably get one more call in before the end of the show here. It's 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. And we can get you right in there. We probably have time for one more call. But even if you get in late, we can always take it after, too. So, Dan, I wanted to talk about you had mentioned that you had, after years of trying, you'd had a good carrot crop.
Yeah. And, I've always struggled with carrots.
It's like I've always struggled with beans. Personally. Yeah. So, I wanted to hear about, you know, what did you do a little differently? What made this year's carrot crop a success for you?
Well, the key, we really ramped up priority on weeding, and it did actually get a little bit behind us.
Really?
And we had to get in there pretty late. But part of the good thing is the carrot was so high after that we really just had to do that one round of weeding, which is awesome. And I don't know why nothing really came back after
Interesting.
That. But so we got really lucky there. And I hit it with the compost tea like two or three times.
Yeah.
I think every 3 weeks or so.
Wow.
It just did great.
Yeah.
Never had them size up like that before. It was just a really good crop.
Interesting.
And basically we just did one bed.
Yeah.
And just it kind of later in the spring, later than I kind of wanted to, we did like mid to late May.
Yeah, and that was that intrigued me because typically carrots are usually planted much earlier than that. At least not a lot earlier, but it seems
like
I like to
wait a little bit because, I mean, there's 10 days to germinate on those things in ideal conditions. So
right.
I like to wait until that soil temp is really right there. So we did it then. And then, you know, we started harvesting late July, August.
Yeah.
And the bed was so long and thick that we just ended up harvesting out of that the whole time.
Wow.
The CSA got a decent amount of carrots that I was actually happy with.
Yeah, that's
it
awesome.
It was great.
So that's awesome. I appreciate hearing about, you know, somebody who, you know, overcame something. You know?
Yeah.
And it's interesting, the weeding.
Yeah.
You know, I know weeds can be a difficult thing with
like
a lot of crops, but a lot of, you know, it's particularly root crops, it seems like.
They really need that. They can't have that competition.
They need the space,
to really take off.
So, you know, the other thing that you started this year out at the farm were you started raising ducks again.
Yeah, we rebooted the duck operation.
Mary was known for was raising ducks.
Yep.
Mary, the last host of the Zamzo show, and actually it was her farm.
Yeah,
at one point.
I took over.
Dan took over and bought it from her. And so you started with the ducks this year. So this is going to be the first time you've taken the ducks into winter. You've taken care of them through winters before. But what are some of the things that you're, you know, kind of changing up for getting those guys ready for the winter?
Yeah, you know, so for us, you know, a lot of backyard chickeners and duckers don't.
Is that what they call themselves?
Well, I call them that. they don't do anything, and they're fine to just keep feeding what you're feeding and don't do supplemental light, and they'll slow down on egg production for sure. And so most people don't mind, and that's just the natural cycle of them. But if you do want to keep in production, there's a couple things to do to kind of ensure that. And obviously we want to do that because we're a business and we want to keep them in production for us because we still got to feed them. And so we got to pay for that feed and
the
eggs that we feed. So they really slowed down recently. Out of like our 100 ducks, I think I got 8. The other week.
Wow.
They're starting to go back out because they molt and so but it's also the light. Like I said, with plants, lack of light. With animals, it's lack of light. They know that you know, their young won't survive if the days are getting shorter and colder. So they'll just naturally stop. So if you extend that daylight, just put a regular light in the coop for 12 hours. Don't have it on all the time because that would be like torture. Just do that, and it's not for heat. It's just to like make their bodies more in sync with a laying time frame.
You say a regular light, not a heat light.
Yeah,
so
and
regular
have it
bulb
on a timer to just extend the daylight. So have it come on early in the morning before the sun's up, and then you know have it go until you know, like 9:30.
Yeah,
at night.
Gotcha.
And then you know I don't do much for heat. I'll put a heat lamp on them if it gets in the, you know, if the lows are in the negatives and the highs aren't much past the teens. But even then, they're so cold hardy, chickens and ducks.
The thing,
they don't really Just make sure they have access to water that's
sure.
not freezing.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Important.
Yeah. The thing that I think was always important that I, remember from is that they don't have draft. You want to make sure that there's no, winds beating them so that the coop is relatively secure in that sense and that you don't have a lot of wind coming in because that will take that heat away really quickly. Otherwise, they're pretty good at holding the heat around them, especially if they can clump
up
together.
Bodies are designed.
Yeah, they can be around each other and share radiant heat amongst each other. But yeah, the draft can certainly cause issues.
Yeah, or the chickens that have that perch on a cylindrical, where they're
around.
So,
yeah,
so their claw is around it, and if that's exposed, they can get a little bit of frostbite there. So if you have a coop like that, I might recommend putting a red heat lamp in there, but make sure it's the red. Because, again, you don't want to have light in there 24/7.
Do the ducks perch up on things? Or
the ducks
just
do not.
Yeah,
they're
just
always on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, and I've got about 15 chickens with my ducks. And so they're up high and the ducks are down low. It's pretty cool.
Interesting. So, you mentioned that do you change up the feeding at all? What do you do for that?
Yeah. So in the winter, they don't need more protein content. They need more fat content to keep it going. So a lot of people will switch from the 16% layer, and the 16% means the protein. They'll switch to the 20% and cut it with hen scratch. So basically you're taking that 20% back down to 16 and you're giving them more fat with that hen scratch. So that's the kind of principle. A lot of people will just move to the 20% and that's fine.
Yeah.
Giving them more protein is not a bad thing.
Yeah.
But that's the principle when you're going into winter. You want to make sure they keep on that fat content
because
they're burning a lot to keep warm.
Exactly, yeah. Fat is what our bodies use to generate heat, essentially. That's the fuel for everything. So.
Yeah, and if egg production is just going to suffer if their bodies are working harder to just stay warm.
Yeah, and too much protein is going to cause other issues with
liver
function, kidney function, and stuff like that, too. So, yeah, it's definitely good to balance that. But, I hadn't actually heard that that's why you would cut it with the scratch.
In my readings, that's what I think.
Well, you deal with this way more than I do, so I will trust most of the things that you have to say on the matter. So, very good. All right, so we're about a minute here to the end of this show. So, anything else going on at Overland that's you want to mention? We have Step 5 coming out, Step 5 for lawn program reminders. Just so everybody knows, I take care of that at the store, at the corporate office. I'm the one who puts that out. So, if you don't get them, talk to somebody at the store. They can put you into contact with me, and we'll make sure that we get you something. But those go out over about a week. So, if you don't see it right away, just give it a little bit of time. They'll finish up at the end of this next week.
No rush. Get it down anytime before Thanksgiving, really.
Absolutely. There's a wide window for rechargers. So, we've got plenty of time to get that down. Now's the time for that. So, I think we're about out of time, so we're going to head out, and I want to thank everybody for calling in and showing up and listening to the show again this week, and we will talk to you next week here on the Zamzos Garden Show.